Hello, I'm Bill Benning, your host for this segment of Curcio Corner here on WHYF 720 AM, Holy Family Radio, our Catholic radio station here in Central Pennsylvania. And as we do each presentation, let us open with a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and may rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. As I've said on previous shows, the Curcio movement here in the Harrisburg Diocese is active and growing. Curcio Corner is here to provide information and share it with you, the listeners, and the audience, an opportunity to hear from men and women that are members of the Curcio movement, hearing firsthand as they share what they have experienced as Curciestas, that's members of the movement. Our goal through conversations, discussion, and witnessing is to give a personal look at what it means to be a Curciesta. But Curcio Corner is not just for those that are currently active in the movement. Hopefully, those members not currently participating will find Curcio Corner as a path back to the movement. And finally, Curcio Corner isn't just for those that are in the movement. If someone listening hears the word Curcio and is interested and would like more information, that is what this is about also. Our hope is that everyone listening finds value in the information being presented, as well as the talks we have with our guests. If you are a member of Curcio or not a member but would like more information, please go to our website, harrisburg-curcio.org, for more information. Remember, Curcio is spelled C-U-R-S-I-L-L-O. Without further delay, let me welcome our guest for today. Our guest is Sam McClay. I've known Sam, I guess, about, 3 years? Something like that?
At least, yeah.
Sam and I group together once a week, most weeks, and we group at Our Lady of the Lourdes. And Sam has been a Curciesta for all that long. Some of the folks that we've interviewed were 20, 25 years. Sam's fairly a newbie. So Sam, welcome to Curcio Corner.
Thank you. Pleased to be with you.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you. I know we group and you know, some of the things that you talked about at group, I already have an idea where you're from and things like that. But for the listening audience, I wonder, can you tell me a little bit about your background? What's Sam all about here?
Sure. My home was up in the Belleville area, about 30 minutes from State College. And unlike a lot of the fellows, I'm not a cradle Catholic. I was born and raised Presbyterian, and about 46, 47 years ago, before my wife and I decided to get married, she's Catholic, and I decided that I was going to convert to the Catholic faith. It made for an interesting discussion with my parents, obviously, at that point in time, telling them what I was doing. But I explained that in our childhood growing up, we always went to church as a family. And then if we were going to get married and have a family, I expected to do the same. And
nice.
So that was when I joined the Catholic Church up in Lewistown, up at Sacred Heart. And so I went through the year before we got married, and went through my RCIA initiation and all with a good friend who passed away much too early, Father Jim Byrne. So that was how I got started. And then about 40 years ago, I ended up taking a job in this general area, and we relocated to Mechanicsburg.
Oh, okay. Now you mentioned that, you know, growing up, you weren't Catholic. Siblings? Do you have siblings?
I have three older siblings. I'm the youngest of four. I have an older brother, or two older brothers and an older sister. And they are still various degrees of Protestant faith yet. And so we've grown apart in a number of ways over the years. And I'm trying to, been on a little bit of a mission here the last several months, trying to heal some of those wounds between us over the years. And I have a brother-in-law that's a psychologist, and he's helped to facilitate some things with my oldest brother and I. And I think we've grown closer together through all that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I'm always interested when I speak to someone that's a convert, because generally converts know more about the Bible and faith than us cradle Catholics. Do you experience that? Did you have a really good foundation in Scripture?
I had some foundation, but I probably got the biggest part of my foundation just in the past 7 years since I retired. Mm-hmm. And I'm spending a lot more time with Bible in a year. I've done it a number of times already with Father Mike Schmidt, and I'm doing it again this year. And last year, after going through the Catechism of the Catholic Church in a year with Father Mike, there were things that I picked out of there, and I decided, I think I need to go back and go through this Bible in a year again, because I think it's going to shed a different light on things for me.
There's a lot in there, isn't there? There's a lot in there. Yeah. And, you know, you brought up something interesting. You brought up the fact that, you know, you listen to Father Mike Schmidt and podcast. And I think a lot of folks out there don't realize that there's a lot of material. There's a lot of opportunities to really dive deeper into our faith, especially since in this electronic world, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I've tried to do that myself on a few things. I wanted to ask, you know, you mentioned about your family and maybe there's some struggles with your siblings or a sibling. So that's something that you've faced, and it sounds like you're overcoming it. Is there things when you're facing something in your life that you're trying to overcome, do you have an approach with it or something that you lean on?
When all of the struggles began with my siblings, as I said, I got a lot more involved in my faith since I retired. I've had more time to, and I always told my boys when they were growing up, be careful what you ask for, you might get it. Well, for the last 5 or 6 years, when I go walking, that's my time with the Lord. And that's typically when I'm praying my rosary and all. And for the last 5 or 6 years, I have prayed religiously every day that at some point in time, my siblings and I would be able to come together again and in friendship and love for one another and find some healing in the time that we have left on this earth, because none of us are very young anymore. And last fall, my brother-in-law, who's a psychologist, he's a Lutheran, and he's looked into some of the Catholic faith and all as well. In fact, I gave him an extra copy that I had of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And I know he's already started going through some of it. And he said, man, it tells you everything.
Yeah. But, now, you have how many sons or kids?
I have two boys.
Two boys. Now, I understand one of them's really pretty involved in their faith.
Yep. they both are very much involved. The oldest and his family and our grandkids are down in Texas. And he's a finance guy for HP Enterprise. My youngest son was also a finance guy. He worked for Foot Locker Financial Services for about 15 and a half years. And 3 years ago, last August, he walked away from that. And he's now finishing up his first year of theology at Mount St. Mary's Seminary down in Emmitsburg, studying for the priesthood.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
We were still very blessed by that.
Yeah, that must be a special feeling. That must
It
really
is.
be a special feeling. So your journey's been one of, most people follow, I think, sometimes relocating, sometimes not. So how has your faith helped you through some of this? I mean, can you give a little bit more specific? Do you have more or less a pattern? I mean, do you, or do you just, the main thing is, I think, and I think you'll agree with this, is just surrender sometimes to the Lord.
I think that's kind of what I ended up doing. And when I was a 24/7 kind of employee, and I was on call all the time. And when I retired, I got involved with That Man Is You, which my wife will be among the first to tell you that that program did a lot to help turn me around in terms of how I relate to her and the family. And then I had a very good friend. I was at the men's conference several years back at McDevitt High School, and we were sitting together on a break, and he was a Kersiasta. And I asked him, I said, "What's this Curcio business about?" And he just looked at me and he smiled and he said, "It'll take your faith to a new level."
Yeah.
And truer words could not have been spoken.
Yeah, I mean, we all have different people that stepped into our lives to invite us to a Curcio weekend. And at the time I made it, it was sort of a secret. You didn't give any information. You really don't now, because you don't want to set expectations. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in this next session. So we're going to take a short break here. And then when we get back, we'll talk more specifically about Garcia. Okay, Sam, thank you. We'll be back shortly. Okay, we're back to Curcio Corner. I'm Bill Benning, your host, and we're here on 720 Catholic Radio here in the Harrisburg area, and we're speaking with Sam Clay. And actually, Sam ended the last segment with starting to talk about Curcio and how he got involved. So if you want to continue with that, Sam, so you met a friend, you met, or was it even a friend? It was just someone you sat next to, or how'd that happen?
Well, it was a good friend of mine from St. Joe's Parish. And I knew that he had recently made his Curcio. And several of the fellows at That Man Is You had were Kersiastas, and they began to talk about things here and there. And so I asked Rudy, I said, what's this Curcio business all about? And he said, "Well, it'll take your faith to the next level." And wow, I had no idea.
Now, at that time, were you looking for something to take your faith to the next level, or was?
I was looking at a lot of things after when I retired. I started doing some daily devotionals, but then I got involved with That Man Is You, and that brought a lot to me. And yeah, I was looking to grow my faith stronger along the way if I could. I was looking for different means of getting involved with some things. So our good friend Phil asked me about making my Curcio, and so I said, yeah, I would like to do that.
It's funny, I look at it like the Holy Spirit just tapped you on the shoulder, because I know guys and girls that have been asked 4 or 5 times, and the time's just not right. The Holy Spirit, it's just not right. And then there's others that were asked one time and they said yes. So it all depends where you are in life. And we've always preached with Crescio that, you know, you'll know when it's your time. You know, there's, yeah, we'll ask and we'll ask and we'll ask again. But really, it's your time when God says, yep, you need to be here. So what would you, talk about the impact on your personal life, if you would, with Crescio.
Oh, wow. When I was younger, I had an awful temper.
I would have never known that. Never would have guessed that. You're my little guy now.
I tried to put that behind me. But there are a lot of things about that in terms of more, my temper has mellowed immensely. I try to be more calm and a little more soft-spoken where I can, when I can, whether it's with my wife and my family or whoever. And that has been some of the behavioral change has been big for me. But just the way I approach life, I guess, has changed me some. My wife has seen, she saw a lot of the change in me. And of course we had COVID that slowed some things up a little bit, but she over a period of a couple of years said, you know, I want to make my Crescio. Basically says, you know, I've pretty much said, I want some of what you got.
Yeah. You know, and you talk to folks and that's the case many times. I'm not saying all the time, but a spouse or a friend or someone that you work with will notice a change. It may be a subtle change, but it does have an impact on you. If you're open to the weekend, it's not for everybody, but if you're open to the weekend. So explain how active you are today in Crescio.
I'm sorry?
Talk a little bit about how active you are today in Crescio.
Well, today I try to remain active. And as you mentioned, I group with some of you fellows on Thursday mornings over at Lady of Lourdes. Mm-hmm. And we've started at St. Joe's on Saturday mornings now, trying to group on Saturday morning after That Man Is You, a group of us, trying to get that going and help give some of the other fellows a chance, an opportunity to share as well. Mm-hmm. And this past January, I finally got my schedule cleared to where I could work a weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm. With the new Cursiestas, and worked in the kitchen staff. And what a blessing that was. Just being the brotherhood with all these guys that I was working with, but then watching how these new Cursiestas, how these candidates changed and evolved. Mm-hmm. From the time they got there Thursday night until Sunday when we were getting ready to close things out. I mean, the transformation in these men was amazing.
Yeah, it's really always mystifies me how, you know, a person will walk in and they'll come to the registration table, and many times you can just see the anxiety of, what is this? What I get myself into? You know, how is this going to go? You can just see the wheels turning in their head. And then, as you said, as the weekend progresses, you know, subtle changes, to where by Sunday, most of the guys and most of the ladies, I'm sure, have experienced something spiritual. You know, and it's not anything that you can qualify or put measurement on, but it's certainly a difference. A person that came in the doors on Thursday from a spiritual aspect.
By Sunday, I felt the Holy Spirit get into this man's heart.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice to see.
It was so moving.
Yep. And most of us now say, you know, if we work the weekend, and yeah, it's different, but it's different in such a positive way than making the weekend. And I think maybe you'll agree with this. Maybe I think because the key word that we try to strive for, and the key thing that we try and strive for, is service, is to absolute complete service to the candidates, that they can see that we care for them, that we want to love them, and that we can help them in any way that we possibly can to experience a good weekend. So now you were, how were you working the weekend for you different than making the weekend? Was it the brotherhood more so than anything?
I think so, because this is truly a brotherhood. I've got brothers out there now that some of them, I don't see them so often, but when we do get a chance and get together, it's just a special time. And yeah. We have so much to share. Yeah. And over the course of that weekend, giving of ourselves to these candidates all weekend and all, yeah, was just a very
pulls you together, doesn't it? Really does. And of course, the foundation of it is, be a friend, make a friend, bring them to Christ, or make a friend, be a friend, bring them to Christ. So, that's important, and that leads through not only the weekend, but post Crucio also. And another key element is that I think we use quite a bit is the piety, study, and action, the three legs of the stool. Is there situations where you found that you can drop back and rely on those, one of those legs or all three of those legs?
I probably do some of it unconsciously now. I tried to give more of myself at church, in our church. Tried to serve more, and we, as time goes on, I've been an usher for 40 years on Sunday morning mass at 9:45, and for the last 7-8 years or so, I've been in the choir, and about 4 or 5 months ago or so, I got my mandate, and I'm serving part of the time as a Eucharistic minister now.
Awesome. I think you find that a lot. You find once, I'm sure it's on the women's side too, go through, we tend to get more involved in our church, and that becomes a strong part of our piety. And when we group, we mentioned that we group weekly, we concentrate on those three things, the piety, the study, and the action. And I think you'd agree that if that's brought to your forefront of your mind on a regular basis, it helps structure your day. It helps to structure your spiritual life.
Very much. I get to mass probably 5 days a week on average anymore. And usually on Friday evenings, we go in for Holy Hour. Mm-hmm. And for adoration, and it's just become part of our routine. And
yeah, and it's not, it's not a numbers game. It's because we want to be there. It's because we see the benefit of being there, which is really special, I think.
Yep.
So it sounds like the weekend has carried over your spiritual or your personal life. And it sounds like you have the perfect atmosphere, environment, with your son studying to be a priesthood, your wife already making her crucio. So I just wondered, because of that, you guys feed off of each other in your spiritual life?
Yeah, we do. And when our son gets home here, whether it's on break or sometimes he'll bop up here on a Saturday to come and pick up his mail. He sold his house a year or so ago, and so he'll pop up and spend a Saturday maybe with us, come up to get his mail, and we'll visit. And my wife and I continue to get more questions ourselves, not just about his journey, but our journey.
And oh, that's great. Well, unfortunately, Sam, we're out of time. I mean, it goes really fast. And I want to thank you for being on Criserio Corner. But before we go, I do want to remind everyone that you can find out more information about the Harrisburg Diocese Criserio movement on our website, which is harrisburg-criserio.org. Again, spell Criserio, C-U-R-S-I-L-O. And in closing from the Criserio Corner, until we meet again, be well, God bless, and De Coloris.